On Michigan Ag Today, it is the first of our series of Channel Seed Harvest Updates. Christian Pellitz joins us for the first one. Christian, a field sales representative with Channel in Southwest Michigan and Northwest Ohio. Good to talk with you, Christian, and we speak right at the beginning of harvest, for the most part, where USDA says not a lot has happened so far. Does that jive with your part of Michigan?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Andy. Yes, it does. From what I've been seeing out in the field so far, there's some soybeans coming off here and there. Obviously, we've been getting some late rains here recently, so creating some wet conditions. Probably see more in a few days get rolling again. Seed corn and the silage harvest have been well underway for a few weeks now. As far as cornfields go, I haven't really seen much, maybe one or two coming off here as we've been in some dry conditions depending on the area.
So really so little that I shouldn't ask about yields because there's just not much to talk about there. But are you hearing anything of note?
All I've heard really from a yield perspective is on dry land ground, maybe a little bit down from last year. On irrigated, pretty consistent, seems some good conditions there with the heat that we've had. But it's been scattered conditions, a lot of dry areas throughout the state. Some areas receiving good moisture, but I've heard more of those areas not receiving the best moisture, maybe a couple inches all summer. So we're seeing some pretty droughty conditions, and I think we're going to definitely be down in yield from what I've seen so far.
As far as actual harvest activity, it does look like, according to our meteorologist Ryan Martin, that Friday we should see the rains gone and the beginning of what could be a pretty sizable harvest window. So you do expect harvest activity to pick up pretty significantly after that?
Yeah, at the end of this week, I could see a lot of growers getting into the fields and starting to pick. So I think it's definitely going to ramp up here in a few days, and we'll get rolling here with a steady harvest.
Okay, let's talk about what's out there in the fields. Are the crops ready in large part for harvest activities? Talk about corn and soybean moisture and what kinds of levels you're seeing and hearing about.
Yeah, for soybeans, they kind of took a little bit to dry down there, especially with the cooler temperatures we had there for a few weeks. But then we got back into some heat and they started to really dry down with the rains kind of knocking the leaves off. They're really starting to turn now. And then into corn, I'd say it's really starting to turn as well. I've seen some still seeing a small milk layer, but for the most part, really starting to see a lot of black layer coming in. Kind of in that, low 30s, high 20s moisture from what I've seen out there. So really starting to turn. I'd say, late season, we did see some tar spot and southern rust come in. Not too terrible, but when it did cool down, it kind of inoculated a little bit more. But then we heated right back up again. So it's present. I don't think it's bad.
Talk about your territory, Southwest Michigan. You're a field sales representative with Channel. So what area in general does that include? And do you expect across that entire territory some variability in the yields once they start to come in hot and heavy?
Yeah, so I cover obviously on the west end side of the state up to about Hudsonville, Michigan, and then over to about, I go as far as like Branch and Hillsdale County, and then just the northwestern couple counties in Ohio there. So from what I've seen, like I said, pretty scattered conditions. Depending on where you're at, there's a lot of variability from not only soil types, but also irrigation. So anywhere from dry land to irrigated ground, obviously if you had the irrigation, you're sitting pretty okay. If you were sending those pivots around the field, but I'd say a lot of variability just because the options of irrigation and dry land ground overall in this area, in the southwestern Michigan area, a lot of dry conditions.
Do you have any recommendations as far as prioritizing fields based on the conditions that we've seen this year?
Basically what I've seen, depending on drought conditions, you can see stress in the crop to the point where it won't completely finish out. timely, just because it's been in stressful conditions. So depending on the area, you might see corn that's ready to go, and in others, to, you know, if it was really stressed out, it may still be lagging a little bit behind on moisture, still being a little high, and not quite ready to pick. So depending on the stressed out conditions of that crop, it could just be delayed a little bit too, which you wouldn't expect, but when it's under those conditions, you tend to see that sometimes. I would say, you know, in a lot of the irrigated ground, I see corn turning a little bit quicker, just because it was able to kind of finish out its life cycle. In drier conditions where, you know, we only saw a few inches of rain in the extremely droughty conditions, I'd say that that's also drying down fairly well. But depending on the rain, if you could be in some severe conditions, I would say we have pretty dried out crops. Otherwise, you know, if they're just delayed, they could have received some rain, but, you know, really they just have been struggling to close down the life cycle.
All right. Well, once everybody gets to it, the roads will fill up with more harvest activity. So we would encourage farmers, of course, but also motorists to be on the lookout and careful as we ramp up harvest 2025. We hope it's a safe one. And we hope it's a good one, too, in yet another challenging year. Christian, we appreciate all the information today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Andy.
Christian Pellitz, field sales representative with Channel Seed.